draw your attention to this third verse of the hymn that we sang this morning, the famous Veni Creator Spiritus, Come Holy Spirit. The third verse, speaking of the Holy Spirit, in you, the Spirit, God's energy is shown. To us, your varied gifts make known. Teach us to speak. Teach us to hear. Yours is the tongue, and yours the ear. I wanted to read that because when we think of this gift of tongues on the Feast of Pentecost that somehow descended upon the early disciples, apostles of Jesus, and we believe also Mary was there, descended upon them and gave them the ability to speak in a new way, powerfully, with the energy of the Holy Spirit to the Jewish people around them, assembled there, and so on. We tend to associate this Feast of Pentecost mainly with the gift of being able to speak correctly, the gift of tongues. And we forget about the other gift that was very, very important and equally important, which is the gift of hearing, the gift of ears. Because the text says that the people around who spoke all kinds of different languages, because they were Jewish people from the Jewish diaspora, where, you know, the Jews were not just in Palestine, they were all over in the various empires. The Egyptian Empire, the Median Empire, we call it the Persian Empire, today Iran. They were all spread throughout all of that area. And they were also, of course, in the Near East, modern-day Turkey. They were over in Rome. That's what we talk about, the Jewish diaspora. So all those Jews were in Jerusalem visiting, perhaps for the feast, the Jewish feast of Pentecost. And somehow these disciples were able to speak to them in their languages, so that they, with their ears, could hear. So the gift of tongues, but also the gift of hearing. When we priests preach, we pray in our own way for the gift of tongues, being able to speak. But we should precede every homily we give, say for 10 minutes or whatever we do, we should precede that with about 2 to 3 to 4 to 5, or maybe even more, hours of listening. Listening to the Spirit in prayer daily, listening to the Scriptures, listening above all to our people in our parishes. What is the Spirit inspiring the people to tell us, so that we have a chance of saying a word that might be helpful to them? So, the ear. And you notice in the text, or maybe you don't notice because, well, things have changed. Today, when we think of the disciples who were given the gift of tongues, we think of them as the powerful people. They, those early disciples, they had the powerful gift of tongues. So therefore, they had the power, and everybody else was kind of forced in a way to listen to them. And the ones who were listening, we think, were the ones without the power, without the energy. But really, it was very different from that. The original disciples, they had no power. Most of them died through martyrdom. They were people without power. God gave the gift of tongues to people without power. And what he gave to the people with power, the ones residing in Jerusalem and those coming who were wealthy enough to come from the diaspora into Jerusalem, those were the people with the power. And what he gave to the people with power, interestingly enough, was the gift of listening. Don't use your power. Sit back and listen. Listen to those who don't have power. Hear them. You need to hear them. That's the miracle of Pentecost. Hearing those without power. Listening to them. We know those of us who are married, and we have our children. We know that it's not easy all the time to listen to one another. Just in our little households. Our children want to talk, and we don't want to listen. Our husbands want to talk, and we don't want to listen. Our wives want to talk, and we don't want to listen. And all the little power plays that go on. And part of the beauty of marriage is, you know, hanging in there. And over the years, learning to listen. And only speaking after we listen. And we know from our experience that the best moments of communication we have in our married lives and in our families are those moments when we have really listened to one another, so that when we speak, it's helpful. So, who are the ones now around us, the weak ones, without a voice, that the Lord, through his Spirit, wants to give the gift of tongues to, so that they can speak? And who are the ones in our society who need to step back and listen? Open themselves to the gift of the ears rather than the gift of the mouth. We have the people now in this global pandemic, COVID-19 crisis, and I know you know, and I know some people who are in nursing homes, and if they're on a ventilator or if they're real sick, they can't speak. They can't talk. And we know, all of us, I know we do, people who work in these homes, nurses, doctors, chaplains, therapists, and others who have to be their voice so that they can be heard, so that we can hear them. Maybe that's how God, through his Spirit, is giving us, in one way, the gift of tongues today. That we have to listen to these people. How can we do that? By listening to their doctors, their nurses, their helpers, their therapists. I even know, I'm blessed to know, a musical therapist who goes into these homes, and her music enables these patients to sing. To sing the songs. That fill their hearts. And then, I can't breathe. As if the pandemic isn't enough. I can't breathe. We have people who are, whatever we think about what they may have done, they need to be heard. Where is the gift of tongue? I can't breathe. You know what I'm referring to. And in a way, it's hard for all of us because we all know wonderful, wonderful police officers. A lot of them are caught in systems which are very difficult to cope with. So they too deserve a voice. The ones who are caught in these systems. We need to hear them too. So I think the gift of tongues is really available to us and speaking to us. And as I tried to say at the beginning, how do we recognize an authentic gift of tongues from a false one? Well, for us Christians, the true gift of tongues is one that announces the good news of the gospel. So if the way we are speaking builds life, builds love, builds unity, builds respect, builds sensitivity to the poor, the oppressed, and those who are suffering, well, that's the gift of tongues. And if it does the opposite, that is babble. That is to be rejected. That song of Paul Simon, The Sounds of Silence, people talking without speaking, blabbing, no gift of tongues. People listening without hearing. No gift of ears. If we really speak the good news of the gospel, that is the gift of tongues. And if we really hear those words while listening, that is the gift.